The Truckee River Operating Agreement has been more than 27 years in the making and finally puts an end to decades of court proceedings and high-level negotiations over the waterway's future. The plan, called TROA for short, was officially implemented by the Federal Water Master on December 1st, and already Northern Nevada is reaping dividends.
In the first month, we've already been able to store about 2,700 acre-feet in upstream reservoirs that we could never have stored at this time of the year before.
That's Mark Forey, general manager of the Truckee Meadows Water Authority, who's been working on the agreement for 8 years. He says with TROA now in place, their agency will be able to triple its upstream reserves, critical during a drought cycle.
Without TROA, we already have really a great drought supply. With TROA, we'd have to say it's now truly exceptional. So I think the community can take comfort in that. I know that I'm sleeping better now.
Water storage is the most immediate impact, but far from the only one. TROA settles allocations between California and Nevada, with Nevada getting 90% of the Truckee's water. The Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe also stands to gain from the arrangement by getting rights to store water in the Stampede Reservoir and increasing protections for the lake's threatened Lahontan cutthroat trout. During a celebratory press conference yesterday in downtown Reno, Tribal Chairman Vinton Hawley acknowledged that it's been a hard-fought battle.
And it was a really surreal moment when it was reported to us that this is done. And to acknowledge it was like, I don't know, you know, let's give it a week. Let's let it sink in, because somebody may oppose it.
Leo Drozdoff is the director of Nevada's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. He says one of the best parts of the agreement is its flexibility.
What this agreement does is it's undergirded with requirements, but it says, look, you know, in different times of the year and different weather conditions, weather patterns, we can be far more flexible on how this water goes so that it can better serve a great number of people later.
Arthur Hinojosa with California's Department of Water Resources agrees.
That kind of certainty, given changing climate, given drought, is huge for the communities that are dependent on the river's flow itself for their livelihood or the recreation or the tourism that it brings up, not to mention the use of the water itself.
Hinojosa says disagreements will likely still occur from time to time, but that TROA gives a clear avenue to resolve disputes outside of the courtroom. The agreement, he says, could even serve as a model for communities across the West that struggle with limited water resources. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.